Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Flow Capital Corp. 2018 third quarter results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question and answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has difficulties hearing the conference, you may press star zero for operator assistance. I would like to remind everyone that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that reflect current views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risk and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in forward-looking statements. For more information on Flow Capital risks and uncertainties related to those forward-looking statements, please refer to the company's management information circular dated May 2nd, 2018, which is available on SEDAR. Today's call is being recorded on November 1st, 2018. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Rob McLaren, Chief Investment Officer and Acting Chief Executive Officer of Flow Capital.
Good afternoon, and thank you for participating in today's call. I'm joined by Donika Rawle, our Chief Financial Officer. Today, we released our 2018 third quarter financial results, which can be found on our website at flowcap.com. It was a good quarter. The portfolio is performing well. Recurring revenue was 2 million dollars, adjusted EBITDA was 844,000 dollars, and free cash flow for the quarter was 24,000 dollars. With the Logic transaction now complete, we're entering a new chapter for Flow Capital, positioned for growth with a stronger platform and a diversified base of recurring revenues. Flow Capital is a diversified alternative asset investor and advisor. We operate two divisions, an investment operation that provides growth capital and advisory services to emerging growth businesses, and an institutional sales platform, Logic Global Partners, that provides institutional clients, such as pensions and endowments, access to alternative asset classes managed by leading money managers. We create shareholder value in four ways: stable recurring revenues from a diverse portfolio of royalties in North American emerging growth businesses, royalty buyouts or buydowns, realized returns from equity and warrants in those companies, and stable recurring revenues from a diverse portfolio of royalties in third-party asset management fees. The combination with Logic has increased the financial scale of Flow Capital and has increased the size and diversity of our recurring revenues. We now collect revenue royalties from over 50 emerging growth companies and asset managers. The combined revenues of all portfolio companies continues to grow, which increases recurring revenues from the investment division, even before accounting for new investments. The combined annualized revenues of all of the companies in our investment portfolio currently amounts to approximately 200 million dollars, and it continues to grow. In substantially all of our investments, portfolio companies may buy out the royalty for a price equivalent to two times the invested capital once it has returned one times the invested capital through royalty payments. That is to say, we typically contract for a cash-on-cash return that is three times the deployed capital. The potential value of contracted buyouts across our portfolio is approximately 38 million dollars. We also earn warrants and equity from certain companies for investing or for providing advisory services. The timing of recurring buyouts, non-recurring buyouts, and realizations of equity positions is hard to predict, and not all companies will succeed and buy out the royalty or accrete the value of their equity. In the long run, non-recurring events such as these offer the possibility of material value creation in our portfolio beyond our recurring revenues and beyond what's captured in our book value. This is evidenced by the eight royalty buyouts that have occurred over the past few years. Q3 reflects the first full quarter of results from the Global Partners business. The Global Partners revenues consist of royalties from third-party asset management fees. These revenues are recurring in nature. The duration of an individual royalty extends through the life of the investment managed by the third-party asset manager. Based on the relatively low turnover once a mandate is won, these individual revenue streams are sticky. And as we successfully add new mandates, the revenue streams grow. Over the past year, Global Partners has grown its recurring revenues by over 8%. The Global Partners division serves to both scale Flow Capital and to diversify our recurring revenue streams. The nature and duration of the Global Partners royalties are well aligned with those of the Growth Capital division. Let's look at some third quarter events that demonstrate how the combination of recurring revenues and non-recurring buyouts or equity realizations can create shareholder value. Two companies that we've made royalty investments in since 2016 have grown so much that our monthly royalties from those companies have increased by over 2 times. These companies demonstrate that royalties create alignment between the investor and the entrepreneur, ensuring that both parties win when a company succeeds. These same two companies were in the portfolios that we acquired from Darwin and 4Growth this quarter. The acquisition of 4Growth and Darwin's portfolios amount to $1.9 million, approximately equivalent to 2 new investments. Given that we already have investments in all companies in the 2 portfolios, buying the portfolios was an attractive risk-reward opportunity and an effective use of capital. Inner Spirit listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange this quarter. Our equity position of 14.5 million shares is the result of the conversion of our Watch It royalty. This is an example of how when the risk-reward of equity is superior to that of royalty, we can convert to the benefit of our shareholders. Based on Inner Spirit's market capitalization, the current value of our equity stake in the company is approximately $3.5 million. Another example, we hold 190,000 warrants in Dianamed at an exercise price of $1.50. A portion of these warrants was issued as part of our original royalty investments, and a portion was earned for advisory fees. Dianamed is prepping to list on the Canadian Stock Exchange later this year. If it succeeds, we expect that those warrants will be in the money at the time of the listing, and we also believe, based on information available to us today, that our royalty will be bought out. Across our portfolio, the combination of recurring revenues and non-recurring buyouts or equity realizations is proving to create material shareholder value. Going forward, we intend to continue to grow our portfolio of royalties in emerging growth companies. Our opportunity pipeline is strong. Our existing portfolio is weighted approximately 3-to-1 U.S. to Canada, and we will continue to focus on the U.S. market with the expectation of growing that weighting. The opportunity set for emerging growth, tech-enabled companies, and the demand for alternative forms of growth capital like ours makes the U.S. an attractive market. We are building channel partnerships, which will help us to expand the pipeline. We're also investing in digital marketing to help broaden our reach and amplify our message. We expect that both initiatives will help to broaden the top of the opportunity pipeline and result in quality new investments. We're also beginning to tailor financing solutions to specific situations, which broadens the pool of investable companies, also increasing our total addressable market. Our third quarter results demonstrate that we're executing on plan, building a portfolio of cash-yielding investments in emerging growth companies that offer Flow Capital recurring revenues and non-recurring cash inflows, supported by the scale, diversity, and growth exhibited in the recurring revenues from Logic. With that, I'll turn it over to Donica to review the financials.
Thank you, Rob. Recurring revenue from royalties, interest, and fees was $2 million in Q3 2018, compared to $1.2 million in the same period in 2017. The improvement was due to $800,000 of Global Partners fee income for Q3 2018, for which there was no corresponding revenue in the same period last year, as Logic was only acquired in June 2018. Excluding the $50,000 for the deferred income adjustment, the $800,000 in revenue from the global partner's fees represents an increase of 8% compared to the same line item at Logic for Q3 2017, which demonstrates our belief that this fee revenue is sticky and grows as new mandates are won. Revenues are, as reported under IFRS, were $1.2 million in Q3 2018 compared to negative $1.2 million in the same period in 2017. Revenues in the quarterly period were impacted by net non-cash items of negative $650,000 compared to $2.4 million in the same period last year. This non-cash amount consisted primarily of $2.3 million for adjustments to fair value, negative $2.7 million for realized loss on investments written off that were previously written down to zero as a fair value adjustment, and negative $246,000 for foreign exchange differences. Included in the adjustments to fair value was $837,000 relating to shares and warrants held by Flow Capital. The shares held in Innerspirit increased in value by $3.1 million, and there were aggregate losses of $2.7 million on the holdings in Lattice, Biologics, and BoardWalkTech. Total operating expenses were $1.4 million in Q3 2018 compared to $713,000 in the same period in 2017. The change in the quarterly period is due to $50,000 in restructuring costs, $408,000 in operating costs incurred by the acquired Logic business, and $422,000 of amortization costs on the global partner intangible asset. These increases were partially offset by $123,000 in lower staffing costs and $20,000 in lower office rent. We estimate operating expenses to run between $450,000 to $550,000 per month in Q4 2018. We recorded adjusted EBITDA of $844,000 in Q3 2018 compared to $556,000 in the same period in 2017. The change is primarily due to $386,000 earned from the Logic business in Q3 2018. Free cash flow was $24,000 in Q3 2018 compared to $166,000 in the same period in 2017. The change was primarily due to reducing the accounts payable balance from June 30, 2018. As of October 31, 2018, we believe recurring revenue from royalties, interest, and fees for the month of October will be approximately $630,000. As at September 30, 2018, the total value of investments were $27.2 million, an increase from $22.3 million at the end of 2017. Cash return from the investment portfolio was $1.9 million in the quarter and $5 million since the start of 2018. Working capital was $8.6 million and our cash position was $8.2 million. Past due royalty payments were $87,000, of which $4,000 was collected after the end of the quarter. I'll now turn it back over to Rob.
Thanks, Annika. Flow Capital's long-term strategy for scaling the business is to increase its book value by reinvesting cash yielded from recurring revenues and other non-recurring cash inflows from both the Growth Capital Division and the Global Partners Division, and investing them into new royalties in North American emerging growth companies. Given that in substantially all of Flow's investments, investee companies contract for a cash-on-cash return of approximately 3x the deployed capital, not including upside from warrants, over the long run, we expect that the company's book value will grow, notwithstanding losses from failed investments. Since 2016, the incidence of failed investments has decreased given the new management team's enhanced deal selection methodology and by structuring investments to better balance risk and return, such as by minimizing downside with general security agreements when necessary and by increasing upside through equity and warrants. Several investments made since 2016 have either already been bought out for total returns of over 2x in less than a year, or as described earlier, have grown so quickly that their monthly royalty payments have more than doubled. And remember that royalties from these particular companies continue to grow month on month commensurate with their revenues. Flow Capital's plan is to continue to identify and close investments in companies such as these, thereby growing the return potential of the portfolio and ultimately the book value of the company. Flow believes that as the business scales and the growth capital portfolio matures, it will enjoy a lower cost of both debt and equity, thereby increasing the profitability of its investments, reinforcing the expansion of Flow Capital's book value. We have more than $8 million in capital available to deploy. Our pipeline of opportunities is strong, and we're focused on making it stronger. Flow Capital offers investors cash flow-oriented exposure to high-growth North American small and medium-sized businesses in high-growth tech-enabled industries. That's an asset class that is difficult to access unless you're an institutional investor. We are committed to earning your continued trust and support as we execute our growth strategy. Before we go to question period, one of our shareholders emailed a set of questions in advance, which I'd like to address now. Jim's questions are, what is currently being done about CompGen? What powers do we have in terms of legal action? Have the contracts changed to protect us from this? And how much does this company currently owe? Jim, we are currently investigating the possibility of legal action against CompGen to recover some or all of our investments. We have full security on the business, and the only senior creditor to us is the U.S. government. We have changed contracts since 2015. We've strengthened them, and perhaps just as importantly, we are picking better companies, and the people who are picking the companies have changed. This is a new team. CompGen is an investment that current management inherited, and we are committed to doing everything possible to recover lost shareholder value from that investment. And we have the same philosophy with all companies that do not honor their agreements. We will pursue every legal avenue in order to maximize shareholder return. Finally, Jim, CompGen has paid back $271,000 relative to a total invested amount of U.S. dollars, $5.2 million. And with that, we would be happy to take questions.
Thank you. In order to ask a question, please press star and the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and the number 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no questions at this time. Rob, I turn the call back over to you.
Thank you. And thank you for being a shareholder in Flow Capital, and thank you for participating in today's call.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.